Okay, file 004. It's, what's tonight? Tuesday night. And we're holding in Tav Reish Ches. Tav Reish Ches happens to be a very important siman in general, because this is the main place where there's the mitzvahs Tochacha and the Gedor, many of the Gedorim, not all, of course, but many of the Gedorim of the mitzvahs Tochacha is in Tav Reish Ches. So we learned Sif Aleph, which taught us basically that besides that you have to stop eating by Ben Hashmoshes, or, and of course you have to always give yourself leeway if the luach's wrong, if the clock is wrong. That's not the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim is that you have to, and many Rishonim hold that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, which many hold as the mitzvah's the araisa. You have to say it. You have to be mekabel. Or any mekabel alai, either kedushas Yom Kippurim, mitzvahs Yom Kippurim, mitzvahs al yom shel Yom Kippurim. We could say Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It happens to be in the Tefillah Zaka. So you want to be, you want to say vidui, we learned before the night, before shkia, and you want to be moichel everybody before shkia, and you want to be mekabel Yom Kippurim before shkia. So it takes time, all these things. So you want to come to shul. It's a very short day tomorrow. I think the Kol Nidre is 5 to 5. Kol Nidre. So you got to plan the day backwards. It's always good in life. I'll give you some life advice. Plan backwards, not forwards. Because when you plan, let's say you say to your wife, "What time should we start the Suda Mafsekis?" "I don't know. 3 o'clock, 3:30, 2:30. Sounds good." Work backwards, or else you don't know. Always work backwards. What does backwards mean? What time is Kol Nidre? 5 to 5. What time do I want to come to shul? 20 to 5. Okay. Then what time do we have to bench? 4 o'clock. Okay. So what time do we have to start the meal if I want to bench 4 o'clock? When are we going to put away the dishes, clear the table? You have to make the house nice for Yom Tov. So always work backwards. That way you'll come on time. Of course, if you like being perennially late, so work forwards. I'm just giving you some free advice. Always work backwards. Anyway, that was some Sif Aleph. So you have to actually be Makaf. So Tefillah Zaka really has a lot of things. It has Vidui, which is a Chiyuv according to the Ramban. It has Tosefes Yom HaKippurim in it, which is a Chiyuv we're learning here in Shulchan Aruch. And it has being Moichel everyone at the end, which is something good to do. If you're moichel others, Hashem will be moichel you. So you have all those things in Tefillah Zaka. So that was Sif Aleph. Now Sif Bey, what?
Shouldn't it be too late to do Kol Nidre if you already did Tosefes?
What does one have to do with the other? Kol Nidre is like the Hataras and Domri do in Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Nusach we say it's a combination between being Mate Nedarim of the past and being Moisel Medor for the future. Its centrality in the world of Chazonos and the world of Judaism is either Kabbalistic, it's probably more Kabbalistic than anything else.
Am I putting that to be said before Shkia?
Kol Nidre, it's a chumra to say it before Shkia. It's a chumra to say it before Shkia, you know. It's a chumra to say it before Shkia. You have a long night tomorrow night. We really should have done the Sikkim this year. It ends very early. Very early. You're not going to have what to do tomorrow night from 8 o'clock on. Maybe someone has a suggestion to learn through the whole Mishnayos Yuma. Go through the whole Avodas Yom Kippurim tomorrow night. Yeah, from 8 till you go to sleep. You're going to finish even that. Okay, let's go. Let's learn. Nashim Shalchlosh Vesholso Sakcha Chashecha. So this is really a takeoff on the whole mitzvah Tochacha, and it's based on a Gemara. This is a Gemara. You guys have the Gemara yet? It's in Beya. You get up to here yet? It's in Daf Lamed. Noshim she'ochlos v'sholso such a chashecha, women who do not, it's just women, and nowadays you can't say that, but it means women or others who don't know the din. So they eat and drink up until chashecha. Now, it means until the time when you have to stop, you know, before shkia. But they don't do toisef as Yom Kippurim, that's the point. V'hein einen yodos she'mitzvah lozo mechol ala kodesh, ein memachin b'yodon, don't protest, don't tell them anything. And that's the famous statement of the Gemara that sometimes we apply the rule of Mutav Shiyushoygin Valiyu Mazidin. Hagar the Ramos speaks it out. Who adim b'chol dvar iser amrinon Mutav Shiyushoygin Valiyu Mazidin. So you need conditions to apply that rule. The first condition is that you have to be sure they won't listen to you. Reasonably sure. I mean, you don't have to be, I don't know, absolutely 100% positive. It has to be that the pashas are not going to listen to you. You assume they're not going to listen to you. But if there's a chance to listen to you, then already the din doesn't apply. You have to be pretty sure they won't listen to you. That's requirement one to apply this din. Now comes requirement two. V'davka sheinu mefurish b'torah. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah interprets this requirement, that's the only time you really have a right to assume that they don't know any better and that they won't listen to you. Because, you know, you're telling them some strange chumrah, din, can't be. Their mothers didn't do it, their grandmothers didn't do it, whatever. But something that's mefurish in the Torah, the way the Mishnah Berurah interprets the requirement, then you shouldn't really even assume that they're shogegin. They just they're careless. They don't care enough about the halacha. And you shouldn't assume they won't listen. You know, you tell them, there's really a din. You shouldn't do this. So then the rule doesn't apply. So that's called mefurish b'torah. The davka shenim mefurish b'torah. Aval tishu di oraisa. You have things. You can think of things. You know. Avalim Bafurish Batar, you have to know, you know, there's truth that's in the Svarim. Alright, I don't get into all the subjects. Avalim Bafurish Batar, Moche B'yodim, Avalim, you have to speak out and be Moche, even if you're sure they won't listen to you. That's two requirements to be Potter from the Chiyav Tochacha. Now there's another difference here, we say. Vim Yodea Shein Dvarav Nishmoen. You know for sure they won't listen to you, but you have to be mochiach them because it's mefurish b'torah. Lo yoma barabim lo yichichen rak pa'amachas. And when you're talking to a public, you have to do yours. You're mocha, and then you walk away. What can you do? Avol lo yabe b'tochachos. Don't like keep making yourself crazy and them crazy. Me'achas yodesh lo yishmu u'elov. Avol b'yochid. Chayav lahochicho, but an individual where you can influence more. You're not talking about a rabbin that there's a natural antipathy to listen to tochacha. But a yochid, then you have chocheach tochiach. Like Mor says, you have to keep giving tochacha, achi yakenu, until he hits you or until he physically pushes you away. Or yikalalenu, bir alocha brings down that. You don't have to wait till he actually punches you in the face. When you see him swinging his arm, you can stop already. Or you call a lenu, he yells at you. You don't have to curse you. I mean, that's a shaila, but that's the idea of the halacha. Okay, so for example, look at the first bir halacha. First bir halacha says that the women eat up until it gets dark. Or gedlomer aben hashmoshes. Avol Bein Hashmoshes, if they would eat past Bein Hashmoshes, then Avada, that's called Mefurish B'Torah. That's the din. That's Safek Laila, that you have to be Mocheh, even if you're sure they won't listen to you. That's called Mefurish B'Torah. Okay, let's go now learn the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Mamacha B'Yodah B'Davka B'Yodah B'Avada Shlo Yikablam Menu. The whole din starts when you're reasonably certain they won't listen to you. Avol b'sofek shem yekablu avada tzorech limchol sofilu b'midi d'rabbonam. You have to give tochacha. What if there's a chance to listen to you? V'adim b'chol d'varis v'atzalom agam kem shibor lo shlo yikablu mimenu. Now, you have to really know, right? The Gemara, famous Gemara in Shabbos, that the tzaddikim got punished for not being mochin the Rishoyim, and Hashem says to the Malachim, you know, they wouldn't have listened, the Rishoyim wouldn't have listened. So the Malachim, the Malachi, the Midas Hadin said, you know, you and I know they wouldn't have listened, but they had no way of knowing they wouldn't listen. So you have to be careful about the applicability of this requirement. That, like, you have to know they won't listen. You have to really know. You can't just, yeah, they're going to listen. That's not called knowing. You have to have reason to assume they're not going to listen. By the way, none of this is talking about today's chilonim for two reasons. Ironically, the two reasons are on opposite ends of the spectrum. One is that someone that's totally mufka from Torah mitzvahs and really doesn't know what it's all about, so he's not, and is an apikairis to boot, and it doesn't take much to be an apikairis. I don't mean it as a pejorative term necessarily. You just have to be kaifer that the Torah was given at Har Sinai and is binding on every Jew, and you have won the Apikairis Award. It doesn't take much. If you don't believe in the Ikvei Adas, you're an Apikairis, unfortunately. So you're not Bechlal HaMischa, and there's no mitzvah of Tochacha. Hochech Tochech is HaMisecha. So there's no mitzvah of Tochacha. On the other end of the spectrum, like almost the opposite end, you're going to be mocheiring like he has no shaychus. It's unfortunate. Like, you have to educate him and be mechanachim. That's how you should think of it, not as tochacha. You mocheir someone who's in the parsha and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Someone that's out of the parsha, it's like ludicrous, the whole idea of tochacha. He thinks you're nuts. He thinks you're nuts. He doesn't know. Like, there has to be some connection to give tochacha. So there, the only eitz is you're not giving tochacha. You have to be mechanach. You have to teach. You have to be makarev, call it. So, and on the other end, he's not even a mischa technically. So you don't even have a chiyuv tochacha in absolute chiyuv. So it's not talking about today's chilonim. There's no chiyuv tochacha. It's absurd. If anything, there's a chiyuv to teach them Torah. If anything, chiyuv, you're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Not tochacha. Anyway, but we're talking about someone that's in the parsha. So if they do something wrong, you have to give tochacha. Let's say someone talks lashon hara, or a rabbin talks lashon hara. So you say, okay, maybe they will listen to you. How do you know they won't listen to you? And lashon hara is mefurish in the Torah. So you can't pater yourself. You have to stand up and say, Rabosai, this is wrong. People that say, talking during davening, you have to know what's called mufurish b'Torah, what's called not mufurish b'Torah. Okay, so you have to do it. Okay. V'adin b'chol dvarisar, v'atzalom agamkim shabor lo shlo yikablu mimenu, and it's not mufurish b'Torah, so you say mutav sheyoshek l'aliyu mazidim. Amrina mutav v'atzalom agamkim b'bor lo shemiram lo yikablu mimenu, b'chol dvavka b'shach shavheim shogigim. Avol, ironically, if you happen to know that they know it's asur, even if it's not mefurish b'Torah, va'ovrin b'meizit, then tzarech lo chicham, av k'shabor lo shlo yikablum. That's your responsibility, is to stand up and protest. You can't be seen as acquiescing to an isser. So if they know it's asur, and you're quiet, it's a very bad dynamic. So you have your chiyuv, even if you know for sure they won't listen to you. U'neid demisheinu mochiach eino nenosh avur chetom. It doesn't reach the darga of nitfas, but also chet. Kivan shebora lo shelo yikablum. Right? The idea of misha yesh piyodo limchos veinu moiche, nitfas imoyim. He gets punished for their sins too. That's only if maybe they will listen. But if you know for sure they won't listen, and again, you better be darn sure when you think you're sure that they won't listen. Hashem just might ask you, how are you sure? Like, I don't remember giving you a nevuah that they won't listen. But just explain to me how you were sure. And you better have an answer. Start hemming and hawing. I figured they wouldn't listen. Oh, you figured they wouldn't listen. Oh. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Borrow. No. Avodavam afurish b'torah v'heim over malzeh. Bavadai einam shogigim, lo shach bulam amutav shiu shogigim. Machinim behu. No, I'm sorry, I lost the place. Yeah, mekomukom mitzvah lechichim. That's an interesting concept. So, again, Mishpura says if you know for sure they don't listen, so you won't be nitfas in the chait if you're not mochiach, because you're not seen as being an enabler of the chait, because you know for sure they won't listen to you, so there's no point. But you still have a chi of tochacha. Why? We don't know why. It's a chi of. Maybe because it's very big. The Torah will ultimately break down if people are not mocha against evil. There's a value in itself of being mocha against evil. But we still apply mutav shiyu shogegin, because sometimes you make things worse by your tochacha. So if they're a shogeg, then you don't have a chi of tochacha because you make things worse. Mutav shiyu shogegin value mazidin. You'll just, you'll just make things worse. So that's why you have these sets of rules. The Dafka Shana Mufurish B'Torah Ratzalomu, the Mishnah Berurah interprets the din to us only Yechaylim Litlo Sheshoygin Umutanim B'Zeh. Then you have a right to assume they're Shoygin, it's not Mufurish B'Torah. Umashal Yishmu Lonu Mashanom Alam Shehu Asur Machmas Tekilu Adover. They've been doing it for 20 years. That's how their grandmothers did it. They're not going to listen to you. Lachayn Amrinam B'Zeh Mutav Shehu Shoygin. Avol B'Dova Mufurish B'Torah V'Hein Over Malzeh. So you have to get, so I will make things worse? No. But by the end of Shogigin, but lo shayach b'lo mazut of Shogigin, u'mechina bu v'anshina lu'ad d'parashi. You have to get them to stop. Now, a shayla that comes up very often is that even if you have someone in the ballpark, and he's not, he believes in the Ikrei Hadas and everything, it's quite common that Dover HaMafurish B'Torah, people are not aware, and they're really shogging him. I mean, and you just can't apply this assumption that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rashba, that if it's Mafurish B'Torah, nah, they're not shogging him. Unfortunately, now, it's quite common on Maratzis, and they are shogging him. So some Achronim take the position that you still have to tell them, because you have no right to assume they won't listen. That, the other half. And some say no, that we apply, it's a shayla, you have to ask a shayla. And it really, this is probably one of the more common cases. People or a person is doing something wrong, it's mefurish b'Torah, he's in the ballpark of frumkeit. You really figure he doesn't know that it's also. It's mefurish b'Torah, but he doesn't know it's also. You know, he wouldn't do it if it would be also. He obviously doesn't know. But your bori won't listen to you though. But it's mefurish b'Torah. So you have to ask a shayla. Some achronim say you have no right to, the other half, you have no right to be bori, won't listen to you if it's mefurish b'Torah. And some say zul basa taime. If he's truly a shogeg and your bori won't listen to you, we can apply the rule of mutav shiyu shogeg v'alyu mazidin even to a mefurish b'Torah. Because the whole pshat of Mefurish B'Torah, according to the Rashba, according to the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, is that then you have no right to say he's a shogeg. So you say, okay, so if you know he's a shogeg. What? No, so that's called Mefurish B'Torah. You mean he doesn't know that prat? Yeah, but why would you think he wouldn't listen to you? Like why would, yeah, not think? Why would you be bored? He wouldn't listen to you. That's why.
Why
what?
Why the
Malacha Shabbos are called Mefurish B'Torah. Los Haz are called Malacha. Doesn't have to say.
It's a price though.
But not Mefurish B'Torah. Things like the Shabbos Yom Kippur that you learn out from a drasha. There's nothing Mefurish B'Torah. Tefillin and Olam not Mefurish B'Torah. Just as the word totofos. That's called when it's chapter and verse. Okay. What you're thinking of a Dvarim Shatztukin Modenbaum, that's not called Mefurish B'Torah. That's if you get even the Tztukin to be Moden, that's a Mochin B'Yodal Davka B'Daleka Sakona V'Badika Chashash Sakona in Tzorech Limchos V'Chein Kosta B'Chinuch Mitzvei Shlam Etes Ayin Shom. Din Yodeya Shein Dvorav Nishmoin Al Dover Gamkin Al Dover Mufurish Batorah Bodan Al Sharmezud Hanush Yodeya Shu Wasu Bavir Al Zeh Who in a Loshin Vim Yodeya Kosva Chorinim Einam Adukta The Adach Shem Gamkin Mari Bahochi. The whole Sith is talking about he knows they won't listen. Ela the B'chod HaChadish Shriya Chiluk Bin Rabim L'Yochid The B'Rabim Shadeh Shein Dvorav Nishmoin Lahen B'chuyiv L'Lochiyach Rapa Mechod You did yours. You're free. אבל ביוחד בחויב להוכיח כמה פעמים עד הכה או כלולו. רק פעם אחת אולי ישמעו, you never know.
Why doesn't this make you?
What?
Why doesn't this make you?
Because they'll hit you.
Because
he's doing that. If you know a person, if you tell him they'll hit you, why are you over that hair? That's when you have to stop, when he says he'll hit you. You don't have to wait till he hits you. You don't have to wait till your nose is bloodied. When you see he's indeed going to hit you. You know, the joke, you know, the kid comes home from school, he says, my Rebbe wanted to hit me today. How do you know? He hit me. Rak Bahamachas. What?
If he gets that stage, it's Sineskinim. That's also an issue, no? Causing Sineskinim.
It's not chinam. Rak Bahamachas, Ula Yishbu, you never know. Okadesh lo yila and pischoin peh. So, you're going to start telling people to stop talking in shul? Is that Mufurish B'Torah? You got to be Mocha. And we come to Eilech, Kishem Shemitzah Loima Dover HaNishma, Kach Mitzah Shaloi Loima Dover Shino Nishma. That's for a rabbi. But for a yoch, because there's a dynamic that you're not going to get anywhere. But for a yochid, you break down, Chayim Lochicha Bavere Shebeseser, Yechena Beseser. This is also a heavy halacha that the Mishbura throws in here. Bavere Shebegola Yechichenu Miyad Shema Yischal Al Shem Shemayim. This is a source of much heartache. That when the applicability of this Mishnah Berurah is okay,
I don't understand.
You don't understand. There's a lot of stuff that goes on under this Mishnah Berurah's rule.
Example?
You want to have examples? We could sit here and talk. I don't want to say examples. I'm talking about not such good examples. But if people perceive it's an Avera. And it's Begoloi, so they fulfill this in spades. There's nothing more geschmack than being Mochiach someone Begoloi. He doesn't have to curse you, he just has to yell at you. We're really not doing this justice. There are so many very, very complicated halachas. We're really doing it quite superficially. What? Yes. So, okay, nothing. It's very complicated halachas, and people don't give tochacha when they're supposed to, and give tochacha when they're not supposed to. And you have to learn the halachas and become boki in them. They're very complex halachas. Or you have to ask a shayla. What?
There's a Das Yachid. Something in one of the Malacha for Shabbos. You know, if someone's eating chicken and meat, chicken and milk.
Yeah.
You have to be Mochid.
Yeah. What do you mean someone? You pass by a restaurant and you see someone doing it?
No, I'm saying you know someone. Eats chicken and milk. To be totally on a Das Yachid. Just because it's saying.
The Gemara's Das Yachid. But that's not the halacha.
Right. But you have the halacha.
That's Mufurish B'Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is called Mufurish B'Torah. Klei Pesach Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is called Mufurish B'Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.